Daily News. I'm Ben Thomas. A new round of Israeli airstrikes on Yemen. Rika Ann Garcia has the latest.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, a little while ago, the Air Force attacked targets of the Houthi terrorist organization in Yemen, both on the coastline and in Sana'a. We are determined to root out this terrorist arm of Iran's axis of evil. We will persist in this until we complete the job. Netanyahu spoke from the underground command center at the Defense Ministry in Tel Aviv, following several days of Houthi strikes, setting off sirens in Israel. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At least three people reported killed and dozens injured in the strike on Sana'a's airport. The head of the World Health Organization was there at the time, but the UN says he and other team members are safe and sound. U.S. officials tell AP they asked for and got a retraction from the Famine Early Warning System network. It had warned starvation deaths in North Gaza could reach famine levels as soon as next month, setting Israel's near-total blockade of food and water. The U.S. ambassador to Israel criticized the finding as inaccurate and irresponsible. The Food and Drug Administration is proposing a rule requiring cosmetic companies to take extra steps to ensure products containing talc are free of asbestos.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Veterinary experts are recommending pet owners avoid raw foods for now. Jackie Quinn explains.
Now that an indoor cat in Oregon has died from eating raw turkey linked to the bird flu outbreak, the American Veterinary Association says raw food should be avoided for both cats and dogs.
Raw milk, as well as raw meats.
Dr. Michael Bailey, the association's incoming president, says cooking food will kill the virus and says it's best not to let cats wander outdoors with the potential of catching bird flu from a wild or farm bird.
Put a harness on them and a lead so that you can keep a close eye on them.
Meanwhile, Northwest Naturals has recalled one batch of its 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen food, which tested positive for the bird flu virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.